Welcome to Academic Challenge, a News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Lewis Allen, your host and moderator. Today, we're featuring teams from Michigan Lutheran and Lakeshore. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around southwest Michigan. Our program is brought to you from Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi, and proudly hosted each week in their Signature Community Room, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders. And Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 to one Academic Challenge senior this year. So first, let's meet the teams from Michigan Lutheran. Your name and the grade that you're in.
My name is Nathan. I'm in 12th grade.
My name is Matthew, and I'm also in 12th grade.
My name is Katie, and I'm in 11th grade.
My name is Jordan, and I'm in 9th grade.
And the captain tonight for Michigan Lutheran?
Katie.
Katie, and your coach tonight?
Ms. Sobel.
All right. And from Lakeshore, your name and the grade that you're in?
I'm Quinn. I'm junior.
I'm Karen, and I'm a junior.
I'm Jake, and I'm a senior.
I'm Draven, and I'm a sophomore.
And the captain tonight for Lakeshore?
That'd be me.
Karen, and your coach tonight?
Miss Sloan.
Miss Sloan, all right. Well, here's the basic rules. During the first and second halves, we're going to announce the value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, please wait to be recognized. There's no consultation allowed except during the 60-second round. I'm going to be your scorekeeper and judge, and Mr. Klein will be reading the questions tonight. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
You've been gone for a while because you were out playing on a stage somewhere.
Doing on a stage somewhere, yeah. I was just floundering around.
And there's some Christmas shows coming up at the Twin City Players. You want to tell us about them real quick?
Yes. Next week we open the Christmas show of Miracle on 34th Street, a wonderful family show. And then the week after they close, we will open the second stage production of The Grinch Who Stole Christmas and The Night Before Christmas. So that'll be fun for your family and kids, and it'll be a fun thing for the holidays.
And then I also understand that there might be a special guest.
Oh, there is a special guest on The Night Before Christmas. You never know who comes down those chimneys.
Yeah. Well, we'll wait to
But you'll never recognize me because I have a big beard.
All right. Well, Lakeshore, Michigan Lutheran, are we ready to start Academic Challenge?
Yes.
Yep.
They're so excited.
They're so excited.
All right, your time is going to start once Bill reads that first question.
For 5 points, Cooperstown, New York was founded by Judge William Cooper. Name his son, who was expelled from Yale, but went on to write such works as The Pilot and The Spy.
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
Is it Philip Cooper?
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, chance for you to steal. That's time.
James Fenimore Cooper. For 10 points, Epp Walton lost the rights to this name for a hard floor covering when it became a household word. Name it.
Jake from Lakeshore.
Laminate.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Nathan from Michigan Lutheran.
Tile.
Incorrect. Linoleum. For 5 points, complex numbers can be expressed in the form of A plus BI. The I in this expression stands for what?
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Imaginary number.
That is correct. 4 or 5 points. For 10 points, what did General George B. McClellan use for aerial reconnaissance during the war between the states?
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Hot air balloon.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, he was the first winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature who was born in Asia. Name this British author.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Rudyard Kipling.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the fewest insects are found where? Land, air, or water?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Land.
Incorrect.
Quinn from Lakeshore.
Air.
Water. For 5 points, Complete this Patrick Henry quotation. Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I his Cromwell, and George III may profit by their example. If this be treason...
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Incorrect, although that was Patrick Henry.
Finish the question? Or
was that, that was the question.
Okay.
You have Let's to finish try. The quotation.
Time.
It's, if this be treason, make the most of it. For 10 points, you might want to get your pencils. How do you spell indecipherable?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Indecipherable.
Incorrect.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Indecipherable.
That is correct.
Good job, Katie.
That was for 10 points. For 5 points, in October 1347, several ships docked in Sicily. Within days, all the sailors who had been aboard were dead. Such was the start of what European catastrophe?
Quinn from Lakeshore.
The bubonic plague.
That is correct, 5 points. Multiple choice question for 10 points. The airline distance is greatest between New York and A, Melbourne, B, Bangkok, C, Singapore, or D, Hong Kong?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Melbourne.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, name any three of the six countries that border India.
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Pakistan, China, and Myanmar.
That is correct for 10 points. That was Michigan Lutheran. For 5 points, Father and I went down to camp along with Captain Gooding, and there we saw the men and boys as thick as hasty pudding. What popular song of the American...
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Yankee Doodle.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, this word can mean either a case for a knife or a close-fitting dress. What is it?
Nathan from Michigan Lutheran.
Sheath.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, what adjective beginning with the letters B or the letter B describes a political action affecting or undertaken by two factions or countries equally or binding on both parties?
Whoever buzzed in one
it
more
was,
time.
It was Jordan.
Jordan.
Bipartisan.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore.
Time. Bilateral. For 5 points, identify the only South American capital with the same name as a common variety of bean.
Quinn from Lakeshore.
Lima.
That is correct for 5 points. Multiple choice question for 5 points. Which of the following is a major limiting factor in the economic development of Asia? A, lack of natural resources. B, lack of working age people. C, lack of capital. Or D, harsh climate.
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Lack of working age people.
Incorrect.
Karen from Lakeshore.
Lack of natural resources.
Incorrect. It's lack of capital. A math question for 10 points. Find the volume of a cylinder in terms of pi if it has been a base, if it has a base with a diameter of 10 inches and a height of 8 inches.
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran.
200 pi.
That's correct for 10 points.
And this will be the final question for the first half.
For 10 points. A typical human liver cell contains at least 200 trillion molecules. Of these, 196 trillion, or 98%, are identical. What is this very necessary, very common, and very simple molecule?
Karen from Lakeshore.
Enzyme.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
A eukaryotic cell.
Incorrect. It's water.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's academic challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge, a News Talk 94.9, WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is Michigan Lutheran 65, Lakeshore 20. Now, on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can. Each one is worth 10 points. And there will be a 20-point bonus if you answer all 10 within the time limit. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers must come from the team captain. After the minute is up, the opposing team will have a chance to answer any questions the first team could not answer. Lakeshore, because you're trailing at the moment, you have the first choice of these three categories, which are potpourri, the periodic table, contradictory proverbs. What do you choose, Karen?
We choose the periodic table.
Periodic table it is. And Mr. Klein, is there a setup to the periodic table?
Name the families or series that contain each of the following elements.
All right. So your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
Cesium.
Transitional metals.
Incorrect. Chlorine.
Noble gas.
Incorrect. Barium.
Alkali earth.
Correct. Argon.
Noble gas.
Correct. Fluorine.
Noble gas.
Incorrect. Potassium.
Alkali?
More specific.
Alkali earth?
Incorrect. Iodine?
Halogen.
Correct. Cerium?
Can you repeat it?
You can still answer.
Oh, what was it?
The cerium? Okay.
Lanthanide?
That's correct.
That's four.
Okay. All right. Lakeshore, you answered four questions for a total of 40 points. Now, Michigan Lutheran, there's six unanswered questions out there, so for a possible extra 60 points. The setup, once again, Mr. Klein?
Name the families or series that contain each of the following elements.
All right. Your time is going to start, Michigan Lutheran, once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
Cesium.
Alkali earth?
Incorrect. Alkali metal. Chlorine?
Pass.
Fluorine?
Noble gas?
Incorrect. It's halogen. Potassium?
Halogen?
Incorrect. Alkali metal. Uranium?
Alkali earth?
Incorrect. Actinide. And radon?
Halogen?
Noble gas. And we go back to chlorine.
Halogen.
Correct.
All right, you answered one question for a total of 10 points. Now, Michigan Lutheran, it's your turn to choose from the other two categories, potpourri or contradictory proverbs.
Contradictory proverbs.
All right. Contradictory proverbs. Mr. Klein's been looking forward to this one. Is there a setup to contradictory
proverbs? Yes, there is.
And what is that setup?
Okay. The setup is, quote a saying that appears to contradict the given maxim. The first word is provided.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you the first word of your answer.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Your time is going to start, Michigan Lutheran, once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
He who hesitates is lost. Look.
Pass.
Out of sight, out of mind. Absence.
Pass.
It's better to be safe than sorry. Nothing.
Nothing happens unless you take a chance.
Incorrect. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Silence.
Pass.
Many hands make light work. Two. T-O-O.
Pass.
The more the merrier. Two. T-W-O.
Two's a crowd?
Incorrect. The pen is mightier than the sword. Actions.
Speak louder than words. Speak louder than words.
Correct. The bigger, the better. Good.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
Pass.
All right. Mr. Luther, you answered one question for a total of 10 points. So that leaves 9 out there for Lakeshore for a possible extra 90 points. The setup one more time.
Quote a saying that appears to contradict the given maxim. The first word is provided. So I will give you the first word of your answer.
All right. Your time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
He who hesitates is lost. Look.
Look for an answer and you'll find it.
Good answer. Look before you leap. Oh. Out of sight, out of mind. Absence.
Pass.
I can't pass in this round. Oh. Well, yeah, you can. Go ahead. It's better to be safe than sorry. Nothing.
Pass.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Silence.
Silence is golden?
Correct. Many hands make light work. Two. T-O-O.
Too many cooks in the kitchen?
That's correct. The more the merrier. Two. T-W-O.
Pass.
The bigger the better. Good.
Pass.
Don't judge a book by its cover. Close.
Time.
You can still answer though.
Pass.
No. Okay. Two.
Two. All right, Lakeshore, you answered in 2 questions for a total of 20 points.
Oh, they got to get the answers, though. He who hesitates is lost. Look before you leap. Out of sight, out of mind, absence makes the heart grow fonder. It's better to be safe than sorry. Nothing ventured, nothing gained. The more the merrier. Two's company, 3's a crowd. The bigger the better. Good things come in small packages. Don't judge a book by its cover. Clothes make the man. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. Nice guys finish last.
All right, well, that ends our 60-second round.
My favorite category.
We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Oh, 3.
Fired up. The adrenaline shift should be gone.
2, 1. We're back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round is Michigan Lutheran 85, Lakeshore 80. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. First, from Michigan Lutheran, Katie, what's happening at Michigan Lutheran?
All right. Good evening. We'd like to start with a big thank you to all our parents and siblings who are serving as our audience. Thank you.
Ooh, cool.
Mish and ML were excitedly preparing for our annual Christmas concert. On Sunday, we have high school and grade school band concert at 3 p.m. And at 7 p.m., we have a high school Christmas concert, which includes our high school choirs and bands, as well as instruments and an adult choir. Between these two concerts, the juniors are hosting a chili dinner. Our basketball teams have begun their regular season games, and our girls team is taking on River Valley tonight. Go Titans. Thank you to all our sponsors for making Academic Challenge possible.
Thank you.
Really done.
And Lakeshore? Karen, what's happening at Lakeshore?
Welcome from Lakeshore. The Berrien County Dancers will be performing their winter concert on December 14th and 15th at 7 p.m. in the auditorium. Our girls basketball team won their first game. Congratulations. And here's to a great season. Other winter sports are also underway. Good luck to both basketball teams and our wrestlers. But the big news is our band and choir traveling to Hawaii for the anniversary of Pearl Harbor next week. They will perform in observation of the event. Safe travels and thanks for representing our Lancer family.
Excellent. And we've got no substitutions on either side, so let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between Lakeshore and Michigan Lutheran. The time is going to start once Mr. Klein reads the first question.
For 10 points, what historical figure acquired the title of Vice King and General Governor of the Islands and Terra Firma of Asia and India?
Matthew from Michigan Lutheran?
Genghis Khan.
Good guess. Incorrect.
Lakeshore? 10 seconds. Jake from Lakeshore?
King Charles III?
Incorrect. Christopher Columbus. A multiple choice question for 10 points. Of the following choices, was the Weimar Republic A, the wartime German government under Adolf Hitler, B, the post-World War I German government?
Okay, I'm sorry, Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
B, the post-World War I
government. That is correct.
Government.
For 10 points, the Lincoln statue inside of Lincoln Memorial was fashioned from stone quarried in Georgia. What color and what kind of stone?
Jake from Lakeshore.
White marble.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, the name of what natural fiber, when used as a verb, can mean to pamper or to grovel before a superior?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
To whine.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore. Time.
Cotton. For 5 points, although Moses gets top billing in Exodus, who actually led the Israelites into the Promised Land?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Joshua.
Correct for 5 points. For 10 points, which of these is not the symbol of an element found on the periodic table? Ag, Au, Na, K, Bs.
Jake from Lakeshore?
BS.
Correct.
I just wanted to say BS.
That's a bunch of BS. For 5 points, what nation's officials have stopped the movement of all goods in and out of areas seized by pro-Russian separatists in the east of that nation?
Quinn from Lakeshore?
Ukraine.
Correct for 5 points. For 15 points, what retailer drew the ire of President Trump after it dropped Ivanka Trump's...
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Nordstrom.
Correct. 15 points. For 15 points, what former U.S. National Security Advisor addressed sanctions against Russia in his conversations with Russia's ambassador while Barack Obama was still in office?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Rex Tillerson.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore. Time.
Michael Flynn. For 5 points, known for their long migration, what insect wintering in Mexico has experienced a...
Jordan from Michigan Lutheran.
Monarch butterfly.
That is correct for 5 points. For 20 points, what southeastern European country had its biggest evacuation ever recently when about 72,000 people had to leave their homes? A World War II era bomb had to be defused and removed from a gas station in a populous area. What country?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore? Jake from Lakeshore?
Italy.
Greece. For 15 points, while trying to read a letter into the record in the Senate during the confirmation hearings for Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General, who was rebuked by GOP senators and excluded from continuing debate?
Jake from Lakeshore.
Bernie Sanders.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran. Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Paul Manafort.
No, Paul Manafort was never a senator. Elizabeth Warren. For 15 points, the U.S. put sanctions on a vice president of what South American country, alleging he had abetted drug traffickers?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran.
Colombia.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore. Quinn from Lakeshore.
Chile.
Venezuela. For 15 points, the Trump administration froze all grants and contracts and suspended news releases and social media activity for what agency?
Can you repeat the question?
The Trump administration froze all grants and contracts and suspended news releases and social media activity for what agency?
Quinn from Lakeshore?
The EPA.
That is correct. For 15 points. For 15 points, a group has submitted an official proposal to their Secretary of State to campaign for what state to secede from the United States?
Jake from Lakeshore?
California.
That is correct for 15 points. This doesn't give me a point valuation, so I'm going to give it 10 points. 10 points. A recent controversial discovery claimed to turn what gaseous element into metal?
Quinn from Lakeshore?
Chlorine.
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran, chance for you to steal. 10 seconds. Jordan from Michigan Lutheran?
Hydrogen.
That is correct for 10 points. For 20 points, two English naval captains were largely responsible for the defeat of the Spanish Armada. Francis Drake was one of them. Who was the other?
Katie from Michigan Lutheran?
Sir Walter Raleigh.
Incorrect. That was going to be my guess.
Lakeshore? Time.
John Hawkins.
This is the final questions of the match.
20 points. What monetary unit is used by more African countries than any other? Oh, they got it.
That was in. Jake from Lakeshore?
The dollar?
Incorrect.
Michigan Lutheran? Jordan from Michigan Lutheran?
The American dollar?
Incorrect. Unfortunately, that was the same answer. No, it was the franc.
All right.
Oh. French.
Well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic
game,
Challenge
guys.
Match.
Good.
We're going to tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 135 to 130.
Whoa.
Is the team from Lakeshore.
Wow.
Congratulations, Lakeshore.
Good job.
Thank you all for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge. Our program is brought to you from the Signature Community Room at Signature Toyota, Hyundai, Mitsubishi on Napier Avenue, a proud sponsor of Academic Challenge, along with Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors, remember, when it's time to buy or sell a home, always use a professional realtor. Realtors do make a difference. Lakeshore Public Schools, where Lancers become leaders, and Jonah McDonough, your local State Farm agent, supporting our local high school academics by offering a $1,000 scholarship to one of our Academic Challenge seniors this year. Again, next week at the same time, it's Bridgman and Coloma go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.